This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
Nation on God's green earth, a great day despite the fact that the United States is facing a difficult question. Well, many, many difficult questions. One of them posed by William Galston, who is a moderate, but he is a former aide to Bill Clinton. And he asks, will the U.S. add dishonor to defeat in Afghanistan? Our treatment of the Afghans who worked with us over the past two decades will determine the answer. He suggests that there's no real division on this, but there is division within the Republican Party. And he is urging Republicans, even though he's not one, to face this issue as the moral issue that it is. We will get to that in just a moment. There is, of course, breaking news. And I want to try to help, because it's very, very complicated, and a lot of people are confused by it. And the confusion wasn't helped by the fact that the Supreme Court, in a very unusual act, has actually reached an initial decision about the enforcement of the new Texas abortion law. And they released their decision before newspapers went to bed last night. After newspapers, pardon me, went to bed last night. So the stories you have in the papers of all can be discarded because the court has actually reached a 5-4 decision. And it is not, repeat, it is not a final decision on abortion. And in fact, writing for the court in this case, Chief Justice Roberts made very clear that this is not a final decision about the Texas law. And the Texas law has two aspects about it that are unique and deeply, deeply, deeply controversial. One is that it bans all abortions where you can detect a fetal heartbeat, which is usually 6 weeks into the pregnancy. And as people point out, for a lot of people, that's before you've tested for pregnancies, before you even know you're pregnant. So you may have no access to abortion at all. By the way, 85% of all abortions are performed sometime after the first 6 weeks. So this would greatly, greatly cut the rate of abortion. And by the way, it's one of those things that, again, people need to remember. The pro-life movement has won a great deal of ground for what I think is a noble cause, which is sparing innocent human life. And they've won a great deal of ground since the Roe v. Wade became law, which was 1973. It was adjudicated and became recognized up until right now as the law of the land. But between 1980, which was 7 years after Roe, and 2015, I think, is the best time they have up-to-date statistics, the rate of abortion has been cut in half. I mean, it's gone way down. And partially it's because I think the American people, more of them, and you can see this in public opinion polls, are actually embracing a pro-life message. But in any event, President Biden has condemned what the court decided. What the court decided to do was, okay, they're going to let this law go into force. It went into force yesterday. So as of right now, any abortion involving a fetal heartbeat, involving a baby that's heart has already started beating, that is banned in the state of Texas, not allowed. And the other aspect, and again, many of the other abortion bills that are very controversial, they have one in Mississippi, which the court has been planning to hear and have arguments about and go over the whole thing. And if there is going to be some overturning of Roe, I think it would almost certainly come in that Mississippi case. The Mississippi case does not have this other extra thing the Texas case has, which we'll mention in a moment. but the Mississippi case is 15 weeks. In other words, abortions are permitted up till 15 weeks of pregnancy. The other aspects of the Texas law that are unique, the Texas law makes no exception for rape or incest, and many other abortion, even strict abortion laws do. And it also sets up a mechanism so it's not enforced by the state police or by local prosecutors. It would be enforced by public-spirited citizens who care about the human life issue, and there probably are plenty of organizations that would do that. Then they would actually sue and potentially acquire a $10,000 judgment. Anybody who was involved in either getting an abortion or helping someone with an abortion or performing an abortion. And that is, I think, I'm not at all sure that that would survive judicial scrutiny when it gets it. But there's this. AP reports President Joe Biden on Thursday, because it was after midnight, blasted the Supreme Court's decision not to block a new Texas law banning most abortions in the state. And he directed federal agencies to do what they can to insulate women and providers from the impact. Now, they can't do anything. It's not legal. I mean, really, I don't know what the president has in mind. Because, really, this is a state matter. And hours earlier, in the middle of the night, a deeply divided high court allowed the law to remain in force. It is the nation's biggest curb to abortion rights since the court announced in its landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that women have a constitutional right to abortion. The court voted 5-4 to deny an emergency appeal from abortion providers and others, but also suggested that their order likely wasn't the last word and other challenges can be brought. Biden said in a statement that his administration will launch a whole-of-government effort to respond to this decision and look at what steps the federal government can take to ensure that women in Texas have access to safe and legal abortions as protected by Roe. Yeah, as protected by Roe, but what he's talking about is basically ignoring what the elected representatives of Texas voted overwhelmingly, by the way, to enforce as legislators. If since when does the Supreme Court has said this law can go into force for now, and the legislature has designed this law, has approved it, it's been signed by the governor. So how do you do a whole of government effort to block enforcement or following of a law that is on the books? Attorney General Merrick Garland said in a statement that the Justice Department was deeply concerned about the Texas law, and the Justice Department was evaluating all options to protect the constitutional rights of women, including access to an abortion. Biden, who has come under pressure from Democrats to expand the size of the Supreme Court, and that's part of this story too, has ordered a review of the court that is due next month. The Texas law, signed by Republican Governor Greg Abbott, It was signed in May, but according to the text of the law, it was only going to come into force in September 1st. And that's why they were filing this emergency appeal, a number of the abortion providers, to block any enforcement of the law so it wouldn't interfere with their performance of abortions or any of that. The Texas law signed by Republican Greg Abbott in May prohibits abortions once medical professionals can detect cardiac activity, usually around 6 weeks, before many women even know they're pregnant. The high court's order declining to halt the Texas law came just before midnight, but the majority said those bringing the case had not met the high burden required for an emergency stay of the law. In reaching this conclusion, we stress, this was unsigned but by five justices, we stress that we do not purport to resolve definitively and any jurisdictional or substantive claim in the applicant's lawsuit. In other words, this is not a decision about abortion. It's a decision about continuing to argue about abortion and the Constitution. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show. Will socialism or free markets decide the future direction of Washington State? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but we can't do it alone. Hear from the acclaimed CEO of Whole Foods and free market champion John Mackey, who calls capitalism the greatest thing humanity ever accomplished. And join him October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency. Tickets and information at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com. Introducing MedHead Plus, where you get all the benefits of regular MedHead members, plus you get access to anything in our MedVet History Store downloaded for free. Existing MedHead members can upgrade to MedHead Plus with a cost of only $79 per year. And for the next 30 days, new members can also join for $79 a year. MedHead Plus, get it all. Go to michaelmedved.com, find out about the new sale right now on MedHead Plus membership.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Part of the reason on the Michael Medved show that I'm spending a little bit of time on this Texas law, when it's unclear just how long that law is going to be enforced. I do think the Supreme Court has indicated very specifically they're going to take another look at it, probably in the fall when they look at the Mississippi law, and I'll explain to you why, which is something you're not going to find in most of these news accounts. some of what people are saying about this, particularly on the Democratic side, is just flat out wrong. It's just not even true. It's not even right. And it's absurd because it's hysterical and it's crazy and just useless. I'll give you an example. Debbie Dingell, who, again, remember she had a particular back and forth with President Trump. She's a Democrat from Michigan. Her father held, not her father, her father-in-law held that seat, I believe, back to the beginning of the 20th century. And then her husband held that seat. I think he was the longest serving member of the House of Representatives ever. Then he died. She became the congressman. And President Trump made a very unkind comment about John Dingell and his heavenly destination. But in any event, Debbie Dingell commented on the court decision that was announced last night. It's just completely wrong and ignorant. And here is what she had to say. It's clip 8.
In reality, it's what everybody has feared for the last few years, and it's the overturning of Roe versus Wade. I believe this is a very difficult decision, and it is one that belongs between a woman, her husband, her doctor, and her faith, and they are taking that away.
Okay, the court is taking nothing away. The court has made no decision about Roe v. Wade. It is not the overturning of Roe v. Wade. And basically, I guess this is an opportunity to get people hysterical so they can push for court packing, for having new members of the Supreme Court who could be appointed by President Biden while he's still there, and then confirmed by the narrowest of margins in the Senate. Though I'm not sure. Yeah, I think I am sure. I believe if they have a tie vote, that the vice president gets to break the tie on that one too, allowing a confirmation of a justice that way. But it's not going to happen. None of that is going to happen because Debbie Dingell is just wrong. Listen to what the court actually said in its decision. And it is not the overturning of Roe v. Wade. In reaching this conclusion, we stress, and this is the five justices in the majority, that we do not purport to resolve definitively any jurisdictional or substantive claims in the applicant's lawsuit. In particular, this order is not based on any conclusion about the constitutionality of Texas's law, and in no way limits other procedurally proper challenges to the Texas law, including in Texas state courts, the unsigned order said. Chief Justice John Roberts dissented along with the court's three so-called liberal justices. Each of the four wrote a statement expressing disagreement with the majority. Roberts noted that while the majority denied the request for emergency relief, the court's order is emphatic in making clear that it cannot be understood as sustaining the constitutionality of the law at issue. Separately, the justices, this is the Associated Press, are planning to tackle the issue in a major case when they begin hearing arguments again in the fall. That case involves the state of Mississippi, which is asking to be allowed to enforce an abortion ban after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Okay, why is it important that they actually consider an abortion ban at 15 weeks, but basically not consider this abortion ban now or authorize it now when it's at 6 weeks? I'll tell you why. Because if you actually go back and read Roe v. Wade, which is a silly and badly written and stupid decision in any event, but this decision that changed the world actually did not declare an absolute right for a woman in all circumstances to have an abortion. It acknowledged that states and state legislators and politicians and people who are the elected representatives of you and me and everybody else and the people could actually make rules, regulations about this medical procedure like any medical procedure. They could do that. But what they were saying was they could do that in the interest of protecting human life, and it all depends on when human life begins. And one of the things they wrote into Roe v. Wade is saying that this will change, these decisions will change based upon medical research and medical understanding. And by the way, all of the idea of viability about when a baby being delivered can live outside the womb, that is one of the standards in which they say the basic laws should be judged. And what they say in Roe v. Wade is the first trimester, the first, say, 12 weeks of a pregnancy, they basically think that there should be a strong limit on any abortion regulation. That basically the idea of making abortion illegal at, say, 6 weeks, as Texas does, that goes directly against Roe. That can only be overturned if they overturn the entire judgment of Roe. However, in Roe, they suggest that in the last part of pregnancy, the last trimester, they give a precedence. They will allow even outlawing abortion at that point. And the middle section, the middle part of pregnancy, in other words, from 12 weeks to, 24 weeks, which is exactly where that Mississippi law falls in, they say that it should depend upon viability concerns. Right now, most people would say that viability would be there in that period, and that's where that Mississippi law falls. So I think what John Roberts wants is the ability to overturn the protection of abortions for the later stages of pregnancy. That's where most Americans are. And again, that's one of the reasons that I think that they did not want to adjudicate right now on this momentous decision about what they are doing in Texas. The separately, the justices are planning to issue a decision major course in the fall, and Justice Sonia Sotomayor is angry. She wrote an angry dissent in which she said they should have decided the whole thing right now and thrown the Texas law out, and by implication that would have thrown a bunch of other 12 laws, cutting off the ability for late stage or later stage abortion opportunities for the states. She said, presented with an application to enjoin a flagrantly unconstitutional law engineered to prohibit women from exercising their constitutional rights and evade judicial scrutiny, a majority of justices have opted to bury their heads in the sand. All right, we don't bury our heads in the sand, and we'll go to what is allegedly dividing the Republican Party, but it isn't. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Nearly two dozen people are dead in New York and New Jersey from the heavy flooding brought by Hurricane Ida's remnants. At least 14 people were killed in various incidents in New Jersey. There are reports of 9 deaths in New York, including a 2-year-old boy in a flooded home in Queens. At least 60 Republican lawmakers are calling for President Biden and other officials within his administration to either resign or be impeached over their handling of the Afghan withdrawal. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson says the GOP must first get the majority in the legislative branch on Fox Business.
Political accountability is the first step here, and that occurs on November 2022 when we need to sweep Democrats from power, their deficit spending, their open borders, this debacle here in Afghanistan.
USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And on the Michael Medved show, I mentioned earlier in the show that there is a column by William Galston, which I think is very interesting and very important, actually, because he talks about doing the honorable thing divides the GOP. Why would doing something honorable divide the GOP? Well, it all depends upon the way you define it. He writes in the Wall Street Journal, "The U.S. has a moral obligation to the Afghans we left behind." Okay, one simple sentence. Is there anyone who disagrees with that? That we have a moral obligation of people who put their lives on the line to fight alongside Americans, to fight for the principles of some kind of democratic republic, of basic human rights, including rights for women, that anyone doubt the fact that we have a moral obligation to people who put their entire lives at risk for that purpose? The U.S., he writes, has a moral obligation to the Afghans we left behind. Washington should use all the leverage it has left to ensure that Afghans whose association with America put them in danger can leave the country and, if they pass stringent vetting, settle within our borders. After we withdrew from Vietnam in 1975, the U.S. allowed hundreds of thousands of Vietnamese, Cambodians, and others from the region to immigrate. They have strengthened and served our country and are among its most loyal citizens. In fact, two of them, I believe, are already Republican elected representatives. And again, I don't think anybody has any basis at all for looking at the way that Vietnamese immigrants and Cambodian immigrants as well, and the Hmong immigrants. We just had a Hmong from Cambodia, from Laos actually, who had her family had immigrated here after the Vietnam War. She won an Olympic medal in gymnastics, you may remember. In any event, for the United States, and no, she did not look away. She honored the national anthem, and very much so. Early surveys, he writes, indicate strong grassroots support across party lines for such a policy. But whether it continues will depend on the behavior of political leaders in the coming months. I am unaware of significant dissent among Democrats, not so for Republicans, who face a split between the Reagan-Bush approach to foreign policy and that, he says, of Donald Trump. Speaking for the former, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said, "We need to care for them," meaning the Afghan immigrants who have been coming here for refuge from the United States. "We owe it to these people who are our friends and who worked with us to get them out safely if we can." Other Republican senators, including Tom Cotton and Mitt Romney, backed his position, as did John Kotko, who was the ranking Republican on the House Homeland Security Committee. The Republican governors of Utah and Arkansas, among many other states, declared their willingness to resettle Afghan refugees in their states. Regrettably, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, writes William Galston, chose to muddy the waters, citing unspecified threats that ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and the Taliban will seize the opportunity to introduce terrorists into the United States, linking alleged threats from Afghanistan to the situation on our southern border. Pro-Trump House Republican Matt Rosendale of Montana opined that the chaos we're seeing is not an excuse to flood our country with refugees from Afghanistan, while Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene warned darkly of chain immigration and rejected allowing refugees to resettle in her state, as its governor had offered. Republican governor, by the way. Okay, but the point about all of this is no one is talking about opening up the floodgates to illegal immigrants. These are people we actually are bringing here. We will know all about them. As Galston said, all the plans, and certainly the Biden administration plans, are to monitor who these people are. And we should be able to sort out very effectively anyone from ISIS or Al-Qaeda who also would have been fighting against precisely the people we want to bring in. Some of the commentary continues. Not to be outdone, Tucker Carlson on Fox predicted that the number of Afghan refugees could swell into the millions. "So first we invade, and then we are invaded," he said. The evidence that that anyone is planning to admit or to bring over to America, literally millions of Afghan refugees, is just not there. He concludes, "Now President Biden must do what he can to mitigate the consequences of these misjudgments, issuing a finding that continuing the evacuation is in the national interest, as urged by a number of conservatives who had commented in the Wall Street Journal before, would be a good first step. Monday's United Nations Security Council resolution, adopted with abstentions from Russia and China, laid down three requirements for the Taliban: human rights for women and minorities, safe passage out of the country for Afghans with travel documents from other countries, and a guarantee that the Taliban will not allow Afghanistan to revert to a haven for terrorists. Now the Biden administration should structure the financial measures the Taliban want: access to Afghan funds in deposit in foreign banks, sanctions relief, and the resumption of international assistance to encourage compliance with the UN resolution. The Taliban must be left with no doubt that reprisals against Afghans who worked with us will trigger painful diplomatic and financial penalties." He concludes this way: "Only by making it clear to Americans and to the world that we have done everything in our power to fulfill our obligations to Afghans as well as to American citizens can Mr. Biden hope to preserve what national honor we have left? And that's why, by the way, I think that what President Biden is doing, and for instance, he's doing it with the Texas law and the abortion issue. He's doing anything he can to try to change the subject and to move the subject away from really this unmitigated disaster over which he presided. It's a serious disaster. It's a serious issue. And again, I don't think it's true. As he points out, most Republican leaders, including people very much on the conservative side, like Tom Cotton and Ted Cruz and the governor of Utah and Asa Hutchins and the governor of Arkansas, all those people have spoken up in favor of recognizing and valuing the refugees. And not refugees from anywhere, but refugees from Afghanistan, who actually did put themselves on line and in the line of fire, quite literally, for the sake of issues like anti-terrorism that the U.S. clearly believes in. When we come back, there are a number of tweets that deserve a tweet of the day, which we will get to. And much more, including much more on the new masking study and other questions about why the coronavirus is surging again so dramatically. We will get to that and to more on the Michael Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776. There's also a piece on how conspiracy theories have come to be so popular and how that contributes to everything, including our response to COVID-19. That and more coming up on The Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, we got a triple header because of the enthusiasm. That's, I guess, the nicest word you could use of the Democrats on a certain issue. We have a triple header, a three-way tweet of the day.
From the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Changed his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet? I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
I'm sure there will be many more that will also be deeply misleading in terms of what is actually happening or what has happened regarding the Texas abortion law. But first, a tweet from Stephen King, best-selling author, master of literary horror. He says simply here in his tweet, the Taliban would love the Texas abortion law. And actually, they might not, and I think it's safe to say that the people who voted for the Texas abortion law in the state legislature of Texas, where it passed comfortably, was signed into law, duly enacted into law, and now it's taken force, which will probably be interrupted at some point some months from now. But in any event, the people who passed the law would not be supporters of the Taliban. The actor George Takei, of Star Trek fame, he tweets, the Supreme Court is illegitimate, both in its composition and in its shadow docket opinions. The latest one, green-lighting vigilante bounty hunters in Texas. When you talk about people being able to launch a lawsuit to shut down an abortion clinic, it's not quite the same as vigilante bounty hunters. That makes it sound like people are going to shoot people. And there's more on that as well. But and the final tweet, which is the longest one and, of course, the most outrageous, is from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who tweets, Republicans promised to overturn Roe v. Wade, and they have. No, they haven't. What they have done is, on a procedural basis, said that this particular case did not rise to a judicial emergency where the court had to act immediately. And all of the justices, including Chief Justice John Roberts, who voted with the minority, made it clear that this is not a final adjudication. And basically, the Democrats are freaking out about nothing. She writes, Democrats can either abolish the filibuster, one of her favorite goals, and expand the court, or do nothing, as millions of people's bodies, rights, and lives are sacrificed for far-right minority rule. They're going to sacrifice people's bodies? What is this, like the rite of spring? This is being, lives are being sacrificed for far-right minority rule? I mean, isn't it the other side that is pro-life? Is it not possible that however long this law is in force, that there may be some people who get to live who otherwise would have been, quote, terminated? Isn't that possible? She said this shouldn't be a difficult decision. May not be a difficult decision, but it will be a complicated decision, and because they have different laws that they're going to need to review, and they're going to need to work out some legal doctrine to replace Roe, because the whole idea that the Constitution of the United States, which doesn't even mention the word privacy, has no doctrine of privacy, based upon a doctrine of privacy that had been invented, 8 years before with Griswold versus Connecticut, that doctrine of privacy is found in the Constitution, that has absolutely no logical basis when you start talking about emanations of penumbras. Okay, there's just a little bit more here. And again, it's people who are obviously very, very upset. But here is what Senator Elizabeth Warren had to say on this issue. This is clip number 6.
You were talking earlier about the idea, this vigilanteism, that not only says you get a $10,000 bounty, it also insulates from liability those who target someone and it turns out to be wrong.
That's right.
Were not in violation of statute.
It's wild.
So think what that means, Joy. That means just get out there and shoot in any direction you want. And if it lands, you get money. And if it doesn't land, you don't get hurt. That is fundamentally wrong. And by the way, this is why Congress should step up.
Okay. And what does Congress do to overcome a Supreme Court delay, which is what it really is, that they may not like, and shoot in any direction you want? This does not make it legal for you to shoot without liability. If you shoot someone under the new Texas law, you will be prosecuted for assault, attempted murder, whatever it is. Jen Psaki also talked about this morning in her press briefing. This is clip 10.
He's also directed them to work with the legal team here at the White House, the Department of Justice, the Department of Health and Human Services, to determine what, if any, steps can be taken here to protect a woman's right to choose and access to health care for women in Texas.
Okay, what would the reaction be, do you think, of people on the left regarding a Supreme Court decision they didn't like? If basically the President of the United States and the White House press office and everybody is saying, we're going to do whatever we can to overturn it. It's outrageous. By the way, there's another story from Texas that I want to catch up with very quickly. A Central Texas high school, it's actually a high school and a middle school and an elementary school. It's a Texas Central School District, is temporarily closing after two teachers died of the coronavirus in the same week, and as parents and state lawmakers continue to clash over mask mandates in the classroom. Officials with the Connolly Independent School District north of Waco said its five suburban schools are closed until after Labor Day holiday, after the COVID-19 death Saturday of Natalia Chandler, 41, a sixth grade social studies teacher. And her death followed the death of David Andy McCormick, 59, a seventh-grade social studies teacher at Connolly Junior High School. He died of COVID-19 on August 24th. Now, this is two teachers, plus there's a total of just over 2,000 students at this particular school district. What's incredible is 51 of them have already been confirmed as suffering from COVID. And that's just at one junior high school alone. That's just in basically a school that enrolls about one-fifth the students. So you're talking about a very high percentage of people with 51 cases in this small school district. It is unclear whether either teacher was vaccinated, points out the Washington Post. The district does not mandate that students or teachers wear masks after an executive order by Republican Governor Greg Abbott prohibiting mask mandates on face coverings in schools, and basically a mandate that is being challenged in court and defied by districts and counties statewide. The Texas Supreme Court denied Abbott's request last month to block temporary restraining orders on his ban on mask mandates, allowing schools that are requiring face coverings in defiance of the state to proceed. At yet another legal battle. But think about what we're talking about here. We're talking about local school districts, some of the biggest school districts in Texas, that want to allow local schools and the people who run those schools and the people who come to those schools every day to require people, unless they have some important medical reason not to, to wear a mask. And the governor of the state says, and this is something DeSantis said in Florida, he was going to withhold people's salaries if they mandated masks. The idea that we are going through this kind of fight with two teachers dead in 1 week in this one small school district, a people who think it's a phony virus should look again and consider again what we can actually do to help and to heal this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.